The Art of Peace by Morihei Ueshiba. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Art of Peace by Morihei Ueshiba is a book that explores the philosophy and practice of Aikido, an ancient Japanese martial art. The book provides readers with insight into the spiritual aspects of Aikido, as well as practical advice on how to apply its principles in everyday life. Ueshiba explains that Aikido is not just about physical combat, it is also about cultivating inner peace and harmony with oneself and others. He emphasizes the importance of understanding one's own spirit before attempting to understand another person's spirit. He encourages readers to use their energy wisely, rather than wasting it on negative emotions such as anger or fear. Ueshiba outlines several key concepts related to Aikido, including ki, energy, maiai, distance between opponents, zanshin, awareness, and mushin, no mind. He explains how these concepts can be used both in training sessions and in daily life situations. For example, he suggests using ki when dealing with difficult people or situations so that one can remain calm while still being able to respond effectively. Additionally, he discusses various techniques for developing mental strength through meditation and other forms of self-reflection. In addition to providing instruction on technique, Ueshiba also offers guidance on living a peaceful life outside the dojo walls. He stresses the importance of maintaining good relationships with family members and friends by showing respect for them at all times. Furthermore, he encourages readers to take responsibility for their actions instead of blaming others for their mistakes or misfortunes. Overall, The Art of Peace provides valuable insight into the philosophy behind Aikido as well as practical advice on how its principles can be applied in everyday life situations. By following Ueshiba's teachings, readers will gain greater awareness not only within themselves but also within those around them, ultimately leading towards a more harmonious existence. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Respect life, respect all life and recognize the divine in all living things. This is the foundation of the Art of Peace, which is based on the idea that all life is interconnected and should be treated with reverence. Main idea number 2. Take action to create peace in the world. Ueshiba encourages us to take responsibility for our actions and to strive to create a peaceful world through our own efforts. Main idea number 3. Develop a positive attitude and outlook on life. Ueshiba encourages us to focus on the positive aspects of life and to cultivate a sense of joy and gratitude. Main idea number 4. Practice Aikido, a martial art developed by Ueshiba, to cultivate peace and harmony. Aikido is a form of self-defense that emphasizes the use of non-violent techniques to protect oneself and others. Main idea number 5. Cultivate compassion and understanding for all living things. Ueshiba encourages us to recognize the interconnectedness of all life and to treat others with kindness and respect. Main idea number 6. Seek harmony with nature and the universe. Ueshiba encourages us to recognize the beauty and power of nature and to strive to live in harmony with it. Main idea number 7. Live in the present moment and appreciate the beauty of life. Ueshiba encourages us to be mindful of the present moment and to savor the beauty of life. Main idea number 8. Develop self-awareness and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Ueshiba encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings and to strive to cultivate a sense of inner peace. Main idea number 9. Practice meditation, practice meditation to cultivate inner peace and clarity. Weshaba encourages us to use meditation to quiet the mind and to gain insight into our true nature. Main idea number 10. Cultivate courage and strength of character. Weshaba encourages us to be brave and to stand up for what is right, even in the face of adversity. Main idea number 11. Develop a sense of purpose and strive to make a positive contribution to the world. Weshaba encourages us to find our true purpose in life and to strive to make a positive difference in the world. Main idea number 12. Cultivate gratitude and appreciation for life. Weshaba encourages us to recognize the beauty and abundance of life and to be thankful for all that we have. Main idea number 13. Practice nonviolence and strive to resolve conflicts peacefully. Weshaba encourages us to use nonviolent methods to resolve conflicts and to strive to create a peaceful world. Main idea number 14. Respect others and strive to create a harmonious society. Weshaba encourages us to treat others with respect and to strive to create a society based on mutual understanding and respect. Main idea number 15. Develop self-discipline and strive to live a life of integrity. Weshaba encourages us to be mindful of our actions and to strive to live a life of integrity and honesty. Main idea number 16. Cultivate inner strength and strive to be a force for good in the world. Weshaba encourages us to cultivate inner strength and to use it to make a positive contribution to the world. Main idea number 17. Seek wisdom and strive to gain insight into the true nature of reality. Weshaba encourages us to seek wisdom and to strive to gain insight into the true nature of reality. Main idea number 18. Practice humility and strive to be humble in all aspects of life. Weshaba encourages us to be humble and to recognize our own limitations. Main idea number 19. Live with integrity and strive to be true to oneself. Weshaba encourages us to be true to ourselves and to strive to live a life of integrity and honesty. Main idea number 20. Strive for perfection and strive to be the best version of oneself. Weshaba encourages us to strive for excellence and to strive to be the best version of ourselves. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Respect life is a fundamental principle of the art of peace. It means that we should recognize and honor the divine spark in all living things, from plants to animals to humans. We must strive to treat each other with respect and kindness, understanding that our actions have an impact on the world around us. Respect for life also means recognizing our interconnectedness with nature and taking steps to protect it. The art of peace teaches us how to live in harmony with ourselves, others, and nature. This includes being mindful of our words and actions so as not to cause harm or suffering, cultivating compassion for all beings, practicing gratitude for what we have been given, honoring diversity, protecting the environment, engaging in meaningful work that serves humanity, and striving for peace within ourselves, our communities, and the world. By respecting life in all its forms, we can create a more peaceful world where everyone can thrive. When we practice this philosophy every day, in both big ways like advocating for social justice or environmental protection, and small ways like smiling at strangers or picking up litter, we are making a positive contribution towards creating a better future. Main idea number 2. Morihei Weshaba encourages us to take action and create peace in the world. He believes that we all have a responsibility to strive for a peaceful world, and that it is up to each of us to make this happen. Weshaba suggests that we can do this by being mindful of our own actions, as well as those of others around us. We should be aware of how our words and deeds affect those around us, and strive to bring about positive change through our interactions with one another. Weshaba also emphasizes the importance of understanding different cultures and perspectives in order to foster greater understanding between people from different backgrounds. By learning more about other cultures, we can gain insight into their beliefs and values, which will help us better understand them on an individual level. This knowledge can then be used to bridge gaps between individuals or groups who may not otherwise interact with one another. Finally, Weshiba encourages us to use nonviolent means when possible in order to resolve conflicts peacefully. He believes that violence only leads to further suffering for everyone involved, so it is important for us all work together towards finding solutions without resorting violence. Main idea number 3. Developing a positive attitude and outlook on life is essential for living a fulfilling and meaningful life. Morihei Ueshiba, the founder of Aikido, encourages us to focus on the positive aspects of life and to cultivate a sense of joy and gratitude. He believes that by doing so we can create an environment in which peace can flourish. Ueshiba suggests that we should strive to be mindful of our thoughts, words, and actions. We should take time each day to reflect on what brings us joy or contentment. By focusing on these things rather than dwelling on negative experiences or feelings, we can begin to develop a more optimistic outlook. In addition, Ueshiba recommends that we practice self-care activities such as meditation or yoga in order to stay grounded in the present moment. This will help us become aware of our emotions without judgment so that we can better manage them when they arise. Finally, it is important for us to surround ourselves with people who share similar values and beliefs about life. Having supportive relationships with others helps foster an atmosphere where positivity thrives. Main idea number 4. Practicing Aikido is a great way to cultivate peace and harmony. It is a martial art developed by Ueshiba that emphasizes the use of nonviolent techniques to protect oneself and others. Aikido focuses on redirecting an attacker's energy away from you, rather than using force against them. This allows for a peaceful resolution without causing harm or injury. The philosophy behind Aikido is based on the idea of harmonizing with your opponent instead of fighting them head-on. By understanding their movements and intentions, you can use their own momentum against them in order to neutralize any attack they may make. Through this practice, one can learn how to remain calm in difficult situations while still protecting themselves. Aikido also teaches practitioners how to be mindful of their environment and those around them. It encourages respect for all living things as well as self-discipline and control over one's emotions. Practicing Aikido helps develop physical strength, mental clarity, and spiritual awareness, which are essential components for achieving inner peace. Main idea number 5. Cultivating compassion is an essential part of living a peaceful life. We must strive to recognize the interconnectedness of all life and treat others with kindness and respect. This means understanding that we are all connected, regardless of our differences in race, religion, gender, or any other factor. It also means recognizing that everyone has their own unique struggles and challenges they face in life. Compassion requires us to be open-minded and non-judgmental towards those who may not share our beliefs or values. We should strive to understand where someone else is coming from before passing judgment on them or their actions. Compassion also involves being empathetic towards others' suffering, feeling what they feel so that we can better relate to them. By cultivating compassion for ourselves as well as for others, we can create a more harmonious world around us. When we practice empathy and understanding instead of judgment, it helps foster peace within ourselves as well as between people from different backgrounds. Main idea number 6. Morihei Ueshiba encourages us to seek harmony with nature and the universe. He believes that by recognizing the beauty and power of nature, we can strive to live in harmony with it. Ueshiba teaches us that when we are in tune with nature, our lives become more meaningful and fulfilling. We learn to appreciate the interconnectedness of all things, understanding how our actions affect not only ourselves but also those around us. Ueshiba's teachings emphasize respect for all living creatures as well as a deep appreciation for the natural world. He encourages us to take time each day to observe and appreciate the beauty of nature, from its majestic mountains and lush forests, down to its smallest details such as a single blade of grass or an insect crawling across a leaf. By doing so, he believes we can cultivate greater peace within ourselves. Ultimately, Weshiba's goal is for humans to find balance between themselves and their environment. This includes both physical elements like air quality or water resources, as well as spiritual aspects such as connecting with one's inner self through meditation or mindfulness practices. When we seek harmony with nature, we open up new possibilities for growth on both personal and global levels. Main idea number 7. Living in the moment is a concept that has been around for centuries, but it was Morihei Ueshiba who popularized it through his book The Art of Peace. Ueshiba encourages us to be mindful of the present moment and to savor the beauty of life. He believes that by living in the present we can find peace and joy within ourselves. Ueshiba suggests that instead of worrying about what happened yesterday or stressing over what might happen tomorrow, we should focus on being fully engaged with our current experience. This means taking time to appreciate all aspects of life, the good and bad, and recognizing how each contributes to our overall well-being. By living in the moment, we can become more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and actions. We can also learn how to better manage stressors such as fear or anxiety so they don't take control over our lives. Ultimately, this practice helps us cultivate inner peace, which leads to greater happiness. Main idea number 8. Developing self-awareness is an important part of cultivating inner peace. Ueshiba encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts and feelings, and to strive for a sense of balance within ourselves. He suggests that we take time each day to reflect on our emotions, motivations, and intentions in order to gain insight into who we are as individuals. This can help us become more aware of how our actions affect others, as well as how they impact the world around us. Ueshiba also emphasizes the importance of being kind and compassionate towards ourselves. We should practice self-care by taking care of our physical health through exercise or relaxation techniques such as yoga or meditation. Additionally, it's important to nurture relationships with those close to us so that we can feel supported during difficult times. By developing self-awareness and cultivating a sense of inner peace, Ueshiba believes that we can create harmony between ourselves and the world around us. Through this process, he hopes that people will learn how to live in harmony with nature while still respecting their own individual needs. Main idea number 9. Practicing meditation is an important part of cultivating inner peace and clarity. Through meditation, we can quiet the mind and gain insight into our true nature. Morihei Ueshiba, author of The Art of Peace, encourages us to use meditation as a way to connect with ourselves on a deeper level. When meditating, it is important to find a comfortable position that allows you to relax your body and focus your attention inwardly. Begin by taking several deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth until you feel relaxed. Then bring your awareness to your breath. Notice how it feels as it enters and leaves your body without trying to control or change it in any way. As thoughts arise during this practice, simply observe them without judgment or attachment before allowing them to pass away like clouds in the sky. If you become distracted by external noises or sensations, gently redirect yourself back towards focusing on the breath again. Meditation can be practiced for just a few minutes each day or for longer periods if desired. However long you choose will depend on what works best for you personally. With regular practice over time, one may begin to experience greater levels of inner peace and clarity. Main idea number 10. Morihei Ueshiba encourages us to cultivate courage and strength of character. He believes that we should be brave and stand up for what is right, even in the face of adversity. Ueshiba teaches us that true courage comes from within, not from external sources or material possessions. It is a quality that must be cultivated through practice and dedication. Ueshiba also emphasizes the importance of having faith in oneself and one's own abilities. He believes that by believing in ourselves, we can overcome any obstacle or challenge life throws our way. We must have confidence in our decisions and actions, no matter how difficult they may seem at first. Finally, Ueshiba reminds us to never give up on ourselves or our dreams. Even when things seem impossible, he urges us to keep going forward with determination and perseverance until we reach our goals. Main idea number 11. Morihei Ueshiba encourages us to find our true purpose in life and to strive to make a positive contribution. He believes that by developing a sense of purpose, we can create meaningful change in the world. We should focus on what we can do for others, rather than just ourselves. This could be through volunteering or helping out those less fortunate than us. Ueshiba also emphasizes the importance of having an open mind and being willing to learn from others. By listening carefully and understanding different perspectives, we can gain insight into how best to help people around us. Additionally, he suggests that it is important to stay humble and recognize our own limitations so that we don't become too arrogant or overconfident. Finally, Ueshiba reminds us that it is essential to remain focused on our goals even when faced with adversity or opposition. He encourages us not only to have faith in ourselves but also in the power of collective action. Working together towards a common goal will often yield better results than going at it alone. Main idea number 12. Cultivating gratitude and appreciation for life is an important part of living a peaceful life. Morihei Ueshiba encourages us to recognize the beauty and abundance of life, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant it may be. He reminds us that we should be thankful for all that we have, even if it's not what we want or expect. By cultivating gratitude in our lives, we can learn to appreciate the little things and find joy in them. Ueshiba also teaches us to look beyond ourselves and show appreciation for others as well. We can express our gratitude by being kind to those around us, offering help when needed, and showing compassion towards others who are struggling with their own challenges. This helps create a sense of connection between people, which leads to greater peace within ourselves and our communities. By taking time each day to cultivate gratitude in our lives, we can become more mindful of the blessings that surround us every day. We will begin to see the world differently, with more love, understanding, kindness, which will lead us closer towards achieving true inner peace. Main idea number 13. Practicing nonviolence is an important part of creating a peaceful world. It involves using words and actions that are respectful, compassionate, and understanding in order to resolve conflicts without resorting to violence or aggression. This means being willing to listen to the other person's point of view, even if it differs from our own. It also means being open to compromise and finding creative solutions that work for both parties. Nonviolent communication can help us express ourselves clearly while still respecting the feelings of others. We can learn how to use language that is direct but not aggressive, honest but not hurtful, and assertive but not domineering. By learning these skills, we can create more harmonious relationships with those around us. In addition to communicating peacefully with others, practicing nonviolence also involves taking responsibility for our own thoughts and emotions. We must strive to be mindful of our reactions so as not to act out in anger or frustration when faced with difficult situations. By committing ourselves fully towards practicing nonviolence, we can make a positive contribution towards creating a more peaceful world for everyone. Main idea number 14. Respect others and strive to create a harmonious society. This is the core message of Morihei Ueshiba's The Art of Peace. He encourages us to treat each other with respect, understanding that we are all part of one human family. We should strive to build relationships based on mutual trust and appreciation for our differences. Ueshiba also emphasizes the importance of respecting nature and living in harmony with it. He believes that by treating nature with reverence, we can learn how to live peacefully together as humans. In this way, he suggests that respect for others is closely linked to respect for the environment. Ultimately, Ueshiba's teachings remind us that peace begins within ourselves. If we want a peaceful world, then we must first cultivate inner peace through self-reflection and mindfulness practices such as meditation or yoga. By cultivating an attitude of respect towards ourselves and others, we can create a more harmonious society where everyone feels valued. Main idea number 15. Developing self-discipline is essential to living a life of integrity. It requires us to be mindful of our actions and decisions, and to strive for consistency in our behavior. Self-discipline helps us stay focused on the goals we have set for ourselves, while also helping us resist temptations that could lead us astray. Living with integrity means being honest with ourselves and others, taking responsibility for our words and deeds, and striving to do what is right even when it may not be easy or popular. We must learn how to control our emotions so that they don't control us. This will help ensure that we make wise choices instead of rash ones. Self-discipline can also help build resilience in times of difficulty or adversity. When faced with challenges or setbacks, having the discipline to keep going despite feeling discouraged can make all the difference between success and failure. Ultimately, developing self-discipline is an ongoing process that takes time and effort. However, by committing ourselves to living a life of integrity through consistent practice over time, we can create lasting change in both our lives and those around us. Main idea number 16. Cultivating inner strength is an important part of living a meaningful life. It involves developing the courage to face our fears and challenges, as well as the resilience to keep going even when things get tough. By cultivating inner strength, we can become more confident in ourselves and better equipped to make positive changes in our lives and in the world around us. Morihei Ueshiba encourages us to use this inner strength for good. He believes that by using it wisely, we can create peace and harmony within ourselves and with others. We can also use it to help those who are less fortunate than us or who need support during difficult times. Ueshiba's teachings remind us that cultivating inner strength is not just about being strong physically, it is also about having emotional fortitude so that we can stay true to our values no matter what obstacles come our way. With this kind of mental toughness, we will be able to make a real difference in the world. Main idea number 17. Morihei Ueshiba encourages us to seek wisdom and strive to gain insight into the true nature of reality. He believes that by doing so, we can become more aware of our own inner power and potential, as well as the interconnectedness of all things in the universe. To achieve this understanding, he suggests that we practice meditation and contemplation on a regular basis. Through these practices, we can learn to observe ourselves objectively and develop an appreciation for life's mysteries. Ueshiba also emphasizes the importance of cultivating compassion for others. He believes that when we open our hearts to those around us, it helps us understand their perspectives better and allows us to connect with them on a deeper level. By developing empathy towards others, Ueshiba argues that we can create peace within ourselves and in turn help bring about peace in the world. Ultimately, Ueshiba encourages us to seek wisdom through self-reflection and contemplation so that we may gain insight into the true nature of reality. By doing so, he hopes that each individual will be able to find harmony within themselves as well as with those around them. Main idea number 18. Practicing humility is an important part of living a peaceful life. Humility allows us to recognize our own limitations and be open to learning from others. It also helps us to stay grounded in the present moment, rather than getting caught up in pride or ego-driven thoughts. By practicing humility, we can become more aware of our actions and how they affect those around us. Morihei Ueshiba encourages us to practice humility as part of his teachings on the art of peace. He believes that by being humble, we can learn from each other and create a better world for all. He also emphasizes the importance of recognizing our own weaknesses so that we can work together with others towards common goals. Humility is not about putting ourselves down or belittling ourselves, it's about having an honest understanding of who we are and what we are capable of achieving. Practicing humility means accepting both our strengths and weaknesses without judgment or comparison to anyone else's abilities. By striving for humility in all aspects of life, we can cultivate peace within ourselves and with those around us. We will be able to appreciate the beauty in diversity while still respecting one another's individual paths. Main idea number 19. Living with integrity means being honest and true to oneself. It is about living a life of authenticity, where one's actions are in line with their values and beliefs. Morihei Ueshiba encourages us to strive for this kind of life, as it will bring peace and harmony into our lives. He believes that when we live with integrity, we can be sure that our decisions are based on what is right rather than what is easy or convenient. Ueshiba also emphasizes the importance of self-reflection in order to ensure that we remain true to ourselves. We must take time out from our busy lives to reflect on who we are and how our actions affect others around us. This helps us stay mindful of the impact our choices have on those around us, so that we can make decisions which align with our values. Living a life of integrity requires courage and commitment. However, it brings great rewards such as inner peace and satisfaction knowing you have stayed true to yourself. By following Weshaba's advice, you can create an environment where honesty prevails over convenience or expediency. Main idea number 20. Morihei Weshaba encourages us to strive for perfection and to be the best version of ourselves. He believes that by striving for excellence, we can achieve our highest potential and become better people. Weshaba states, strive for perfection in everything you do. Take the best that exists and make it better. When it does not exist, design it. Weshaba's philosophy is one of self-improvement through hard work and dedication. He emphasizes the importance of setting goals and working towards them with determination and perseverance. He also stresses the need to stay humble while striving for greatness. Humility allows us to learn from our mistakes without becoming discouraged. Weshaba's advice is timeless. If we want to reach our full potential, then we must strive for perfection in all aspects of life, from physical health to mental well-being, and never give up on ourselves or our dreams. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.